I was thinking that phrase from our second reading, may there be no divisions among you. A beautiful message for our world, but I guess an elusive goal. But before we get to that, I always like to say again, blessings on your intentions. Our, as I said, our pro-life themes continue, especially this week, and after communion we'll have our little renewal. The leaflets there in the pews. Also, as I said, Catholic Schools Week this week, I think mostly observed by grade schools, although I know our area is blessed with many Catholic high schools. So a beautiful week, and I always put a note in my pastor's pen about helping families with tuition. So Catholic schools, of course, involve tuition, but we do have scholarships and financial aid available. So help me to spread a word about that if you know families with little ones that they would consider our Catholic school here. Also, we pray for families who bury their loved ones. I know many of you may know Art and Marie Yeager. Sadly, Marie has died. She was suffering poor health. Art is also in the hospital. St. Anthony's now Mercy South with some heart problems. But Marie was there, and then her health turned for the worse. And now Marie's funeral will be here Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock. So we always remember families who bury their loved ones. You'll hear the names. Marie was the secretary, our parish secretary here for many years with good old Father Shear. So we certainly remember Marie and pray for her family. And again, blessings on your intentions. So I was thinking Zebulun, Naphtali. What? Who? You don't see. Well, you know the Old Testament name, Joseph, don't you all? The coat of many colors, you know, the popular play, musical, Joseph, and the amazing Technicolor dream coat. Well, remember the father, Jacob? He had 12 sons, eventually becoming the 12 tribes of Israel, and two of them, lesser known maybe, Zebulun and Naphtali. And then eventually, remember, they were given land, regions, huge, maybe like Bonanza, you know, a huge area. And the idea, of course, well, you know, go and, you know, get along. But they did not. Squabbling, arguing, fighting. And even, remember, the regions were dominated by foreign armies. The Assyrians, the Babylonian captivity, remember the Persians, the Greeks, eventually the Romans. So you see, that's the theme here. See, well, the land of darkness, or that phrase, the land of gloom. And so it needs a light. A light will shine over the land of gloom. I guess could have been written this morning, you know, fear of disease in our world, gun violence, terrorism, nations not getting along, not trusting one another, political arguments, squabbles, who to believe. See, I guess the land of gloom needs a light. So Isaiah here was a message of hope. You know, in the darkness, there will be a light. Of course, I was thinking, did it happen in his lifetime? No. Isaiah, written 700 BC. Did it happen over the centuries? No, see. But the people did remain hopeful. And eventually, of course, Jesus, the light. But then the second reading, see, soon after his death and returning to heaven, and he appointed, he sent the apostles. And so what happened? Arguments, squabbling, you know, disagreements. So I love, you know, you might be thinking, now who are these people? See, I belong to Paul. No, I belong to Apollos. No, I belong to Cephas. So, well, they were some of the key figures along with Paul and the apostles preaching, you know, the good news, and yet arguments, you know, see, is Christ divided? And they were probably thinking, well, unfortunately, yes, see, arguments, squabbling. So I thought, well, what do you need? A light. So our school children, well, they call it the virtues. So our grade schoolers, they highlight certain virtues each month, each quarter. This quarter, the virtue, kindness, that's a good light. And another one they sometimes highlight, which I really love, inclusion. Inclusion, it's kind of like the positive opposite of bullying, see? So, schools need light. And so, what about the adults? Well, then I ran into a little list from Pope Francis. Apparently, Pope Francis called it his New Year's resolution. But I thought, well, a way for us to live as a light. What did he say? Don't gossip. Finish your meals. Maybe be grateful for the food that you have. Don't waste it. A lot of people don't have it. Make time for others. Choose the more humble purchase. Interesting. Meet the poor in the flesh. Stop judging others. Befriend those who disagree. Make commitments like marriage. Make it a habit to ask the Lord. So if you're facing any decisions, pray first. And finally, he says, be happy. So a way of letting your light shine in the land of gloom.